at some of the good news from the week that was. Two of our wonderful producers, Kevin and Mitch, they're sitting in the studio with me right now. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Now, what have we got going on in the world of good news?
Well, Mitch? Look, just to keep you happy, Jess, I have a couple of good dog stories.
I like dogs.
Very excited.
Jess also likes dogs. So
Jess always talking about dogs. Very big fan of dogs.
I'm filling the quota. Two out of three of the stories are dog stories.
Yes, there is a quota, ladies and gentlemen. I come in every week with a whip cracking situation. I'm like, dog stories. I need dog stories. Okay, so what's our first dog story?
All right, first dog story is coming out of Korea. So officials in South Korea have started to dismantle the country's largest dog slaughterhouse.
Amazing. Oh,
yes. So this is a huge step forward. I think in the last sort of couple of decades, there's been a huge attitude shift in this arena.
Yeah. They have a big dog meat festival in South Korea, don't
yeah,
they?
So it, they? Apparently, mm. Yeah. This once a year, they have a huge dog eating festival. And
yeah, I know, it's awful.
I know,
isn't
it's
it?
Terrible.
Sorry yeah. to break your soul on a Sunday morning.
I actually went there for 3 months on an artist residency.
Oh, beautiful.
And there are a lot of dogs. The dogs are kind of.
God,
not,
you're cooler than me.
No.
God.
Just older.
So you were in South Korea, you never noticed that dog meat might have eaten something.
I never noticed, but...
Can you speak Korean?
No.
Well, you could have eaten dog.
I did go to one place where we were asking, like, what is it? And in some Korean restaurants, they specialize in a certain meat. And the guy was like, dog. And I was like, what? And I thought he was saying dog, but he was saying duck.
Oh, so, thank God.
Oh, good.
Duck is delicious, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird how we eat some animals
yeah,
and not the others.
How it's like, yeah. Oh, how could you eat a dog?
It's strange, duck. Like, morality-wise.
Yeah. But it's nice that they're dismantling slaughterhouses
that's
yeah,
good
for dogs.
News.
I know,
awesome.
That's definitely good news.
Yeah.
That's what this segment is.
Yeah.
I'm not about eating ducks and other animals.
Yeah. Keep eating ducks, guys. That's fine.
but the dogs,
dogs
are
no.
safe. Yeah.
Do you want another one? Do you want another little
yes,
bit of dog
please,
news?
Okay, yes.
So everyone loves IKEA, right?
Mm. Well.
okay. Well, we have a love-hate relationship with IKEA. In Catania for years, and which is in Italy,
mm-hmm.
There's an IKEA that's been welcoming stray dogs in from the streets around this time of year when it starts to get a little bit cold. Let all these lovely street dogs in
to beautiful.
IKEA. Yeah, I know. I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Why?
Well, I mean, where do you put them
yep.
in IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
Do they just hang out in the fake lounge rooms?
Yeah.
The weird little set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
IKEA's are big as well. How right. do you know you get them all out at
yeah,
the end of the night?
Yeah, get them all out, get them all in.
Stray dogs aren't generally toilet trained either.
Ooh.
That's a good point.
So.
Yeah, maybe they're just holding them. No, I'm sure they're holding them very comfortably. I'm sure that they use those kind of lounge room setups to have a kind of whole Lady and the Tramp affair. I mean, they're in Italy. Spaghetti's available.
True.
They've got a lounge room.
This
they've got
good.
A table. They can dine. This is more than just warmth for the winter.
IKEA is such an interesting entity, in my opinion. Because no matter where you go in the world, they sell the exact same products. That's why it's all in Swedish as well. It'll be named the same thing. They only change their advertising. Fun fact. I went to IKEA on Thursday.
Yes.
I hauled my bum out to Marsden Park.
Okay. Mm.
To go to their big IKEA out there with my mother. First mistake. and we were walking through. I literally.
I hope your mum's not listening.
Yeah,
right
does she
now.
Listen to the show?
She knows I don't like going to IKEA with her.
Oh, right. Okay.
Morning, Mum.
Morning, Mrs. Clay.
Hey, Mum.
So, we actually, believe it or not, she's going to buy some IKEA furniture off Gumtree this morning. She could be listening. She's in the car now.
Well, at least she doesn't have to go to IKEA.
Yeah, right. So we went to IKEA and all I needed to buy was a green set of cutlery
right.
for Christmas
Why
for my
green?
Aunt because we're doing a green and red theme and it had to be green. So all my aunt wanted to do was go to IKEA and get cutlery for her. So I took my mother, stupid mistake. We walked through the whole of IKEA. It's big. I got finally to the cutlery section, which is at the very end, and almost completely forgot the cutlery. I was walking through. I was like, let's just leave. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. We've got 84 things we didn't
you
need.
A bunch of other stuff.
We've got all these boxes to put together now that I don't, that are just random boxes to go in shelves that we have. And I've got like a all these weird things and like spoons for my boyfriend because he wanted spoons.
Were they
like
red and
ladle
green?
Spoons. No, like ladles. And I was like, let's just leave. And mom's like, don't you need something? I'm like, no. She's like, cutlery. I was like, yes.
Houseplant.
Yeah. And then my favorite part of IKEA is at the end of IKEA, there's like a as-is bargain basement corner.
Yeah.
Where they put like their display stock or like stuff that's a little bit messed up.
Sure.
And that's the best bit of IKEA. And we bought like 12 glasses that we didn't particularly need.
Wait, this is after you were like, I'm leaving. Yeah. Just wait, as is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have a look.
Exactly. And like, there's this whole thing with these big sharks in, I think it's like Asia at the moment that they sell at IKEA, that are these like plush sharks that everyone's taking photos of on Instagram. And I'm like, I could get a shark and be Insta-famous.
Totally.
Wow. But they were $25. And I was like, oh, I can't do that.
Nah, don't need a shark and for we $25.
Got, so then mum was like, I need a side table. And so we found this side table, and she found it in IKEA. It was like $20, super cheap. It's a LAC side table, very popular. Okay. People do all sorts of things with these. And we get to the
like
big...
Like what?
Oh, like, I don't know, make things out of them and what? Do things. Like, people make standing desks out of them because they're only like $20.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
cool.
It's this little TV unit side table thing. We get all the way to the warehouse part of IKEA, and I'm like, great, let's get your stupid side table. What aisle's it in? She's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Sure, sort that out.
You need to find it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm glad they're letting dogs in. Can they?
That's yeah, where we started. Exactly. That's where we
can
started.
They let me out? I yeah. No, a new
Jess
rule.
Out, dog in.
Jess only goes to IKEA if there are dogs.
All right.
Only goes
stray
to...
Stray dogs?
Italian... Yeah, I'm fine.
Italian stray dogs
Italian
only.
Stray dogs only yeah. in IKEA. I think we should do that in Australia too.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Do we have many
stray
dogs?
I don't think we have stray dogs. We've got stray cats, not so much dogs.
A lot of stray cats, not so much
stray rabbits.
Foxes?
Foxes. This could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
This could be a whole thing. How about even... No, okay. That's all right.
No, where was that moving
on? No, we'll move on.
Okay.
What else we got?
Next
all right,
dog
I got
story.
One more, but it's not about dogs.
That's
so
fine. I'll forgive it.
Chill out. this is out of Mansfield in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
This is a good one. So a couple were cleaning their house before Thanksgiving.
Lovely.
Family's coming over, make it look schmick.
Mm-hmm.
And came across some old lottery tickets on their nightstand. One of them included a winner worth $1.8 million.
Oh my
US.
God.
That is a good news story.
That's a real good news story.
And you know
right?
why it's an extra good news story?
Tell me.
Because I have a year old lottery ticket on my bedside table.
You got to be really careful because now they've got...
Damn, I've jinxed it.
No. And now they've got limits on them in Australia now too.
What
I think it's
mean?
Like 10 years or something. But okay. And I think That's it was crazy. Only scratchies, but... people would.
Is yours a scratchy? Or is
no, it's not a scratchy.
People were
no,
taking in too many old scratchies, and they were like, "No, stop it!" So
yeah, because they're probably mostly like $5 or $10 winnings, and yeah. the actual news agent has to give out the money. And they're like, "Oh, but there's just no news agents left anyway."
So they found $1.8 million on a lottery ticket.
$1.8 million.
That's
so
a nice Thanksgiving.
This is good too, because I mean. Apparently, it was set to expire in 2 weeks,
Ooh.
So they found it just in time.
That's so close.
Really good Thanksgiving. Because apparently it was June 6th, the drawing,
okay.
and the prizes must be claimed within 180 days. So they got in just in time.
And they now are they're millionaires now.
How dirty was their house?
Right? How much stuff was in that side drawer? But mind you, side drawers are just where everything lives, aren't they?
Yeah. Did you guys growing up have the miscellaneous drawer in your kitchen, which had...
Growing up, still have. It's fine.
Still have.
That bottom drawer in the kitchen?
Yeah, the bottom drawer just has like a bunch of... If you need paper clips, they're in there. If you need an extra pen.
All of my random homeware stuff, like fixing house stuff like screwdrivers, a hammer,
yes.
a tape measure. They also live in there. It's a tool drawer. What else lives in there?
Rubber bands.
Wow, so many rubber bands. I don't ever remember buying rubber bands.
No, they
just
accumulate.
All come from asparagus.
Yeah, really?
And broccolini.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Don't buy all a lot of asparagus either.
Okay, what about broccolini, no?
Okay, maybe. Well, the
sort
broccolini.
That out. They're very good for you.
Yeah, I need to clearly eat more green vegetables.
Yeah.
But no, also takeaway menus, they all live in there too.
Yes.
Don't we all need to clean our houses now? Try and find a $1.8 million lottery ticket.
Yeah, this is the thing, though. You have to buy them in the first place. So, got to be in it to win it.
I have a big pin board in my room, and I've got about 5 scratchies sitting on that pin board. I can't remember how
scratched?
Much. Scratched? Yeah, scratched. And winners. But I just have never, like...
What are you doing?
You know they don't collect interest if you leave them on a pin board.
Oh, I was hoping they would. I've got to do something about them. But
yeah, cash them in, Jess.
Cash them in.
Do what you're meant to
before
do.
Before your 10 years is up.
I also have lots of like vouchers for things on my pin board.
Yeah, are like they... what?
Like an Indota spa voucher that I got for my birthday that I've been waiting until I'm really, really stressed out to use.
That's a good idea.
But I feel like I'm getting to that point now that it's the end of the year. I'm like, right. Spa day.
Spa day.
I've got...
Do it just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Just before you have to see everybody.
Yeah. But that's the thing too. Do you do that big clean of your house before people come over?
No, I don't let people come over.
Yeah, same policy in my house.
No, we like, it's like you have to make it look like no one lives there. It's like it must be perfect. We spend days cleaning our house when we've got people coming over.
I guess Mitch and I are going forward, does someone live there by not opening the door? Just kidding.
Yeah, totally lights shut. Off.
Lights off.
Someone actually
lights
came
off.
To...
No one responds to the knock.
And we're good.
Answer my door. Who's visiting?
Someone came to my house call once. Ahead. We'd been cleaning for days, waiting for these people to come. We're like, top of your range hood's kind of dirty. I was like, excuse.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, dust.
Man,
on the top of the range
hood. People are judgmental.
Not even grease, just dust. God.
Yeah. Well, there were three really good news stories. I now want to go to IKEA in Italy and play with some stray dogs. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Some good news to make you smile on a Sunday.